Welcome to Wanna Be Clutter Free, the podcast for ambitious moms who are ready to ditch the mess and stress for good. Let's simplify, organize, and create a life you actually love waking up to. Are you ready? Let's do this. I've had over 3.5 million downloads on this podcast, and the number one message that I get by a landslide is this: I want to declutter, but I have no idea where to start. And here's what I want you to know right away. It is not a you problem. Okay, I'm someone who blames myself a lot. So please know that this is not a you problem. You are not broken. You are not lazy. You don't lack motivation. You have a sequencing problem. You're trying to do the right thing, but in the wrong order. And it's making the whole process feel 10 times harder than it needs to be. Heck, maybe even 100 times or 1,000 times harder than it needs to be. So in this episode, I am going to show you the exact order that actually works. And I'm going to give you a 15-minute method that you can do today, any room in your house, no matter where you want to start, because I'm going to show you where you should start. And it will give you a win before dinner. Not a whole house overhaul, one room, 15 minutes, and you are going to feel it. All right, let's get into it. But before we do, welcome. I'm Deanna Yates. I'm your clutter-free cheerleader, and you are listening to episode 304 of the Wanna Be Clutter-Free podcast. I have 3 points for you today, and they're going to build off of each other. So make sure that you follow along. Don't skip ahead. Make sure you're doing these in the right order because, like I said, you have a sequencing problem. So the first thing that most decluttering advice gets wrong, okay, this one took me a long time to figure out. I'm kind of embarrassed by how long it took me to figure it out in my own home, but that's okay, right? The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The next best time is today. So we're going to fix it today so that you're no longer dealing with doing things in the wrong order. Most people, when they decide to declutter, they go straight for the room that they think they should do. The biggest room, the one that they think is going to make the biggest impact on their day or their life, or the thing that they think, like, if I just got this room in order, I would feel organized and I would feel ready to go. Want to know what it is? Well, there's a couple places. It's usually the kitchen, the garage, or the closet that haunts them, right? Okay, now look, I totally get it. Because you think that that room is the one that's causing you the most stress. And maybe it is. Maybe it's the one that lives in your brain and you're thinking, ugh, this one just drives me crazy, or I'm so embarrassed by this room, or this one just, it has all of that stuff that I just need to deal with. I should be able to deal with this stuff. And once I deal with this stuff, I will feel better. Does that sound familiar at all? And so what happens is it feels logical to start there, but the problem is that that room is bothering you the most because it's the most emotionally loaded. It has the most stuff in it. It's the biggest room. It is the biggest mountain, which means it has the most decisions. It likely has the most sentimental stuff. It has just like the pit in your stomach feeling. That's why you think, I need to deal with this. But it has a lot of the, but what if I need this? And who's gonna, I'm gonna feel so bad if I get rid of that thing. And I just, it's so heavy. It's so heavy. And so when you start with the hardest room, you're gonna burn through all of your decision-making energy before you've built any momentum. You're gonna burn through it before you actually start to make progress. You're going to hit a wall. You're going to make a mess. Have you ever done that? Like that messy middle and like your house looks like the Tasmanian devil came through it. Like it's a tornado went through your living space and all of your stuff is out. You are exhausted. And so then you quit and you feel worse than when you started. How many have been there? I have been there. I have had that messy middle. I have looked around my living room, my bedroom, my garage, and been like, why did I even start this? What did I do? What was I thinking? Oh my gosh. And now I have to do something with this. And so you just start to pile it back in. You either make rush decisions so you don't feel good about it at the end. And then it's just like, ugh, and you never want to do it again. You think this is the worst. And so we give up. We feel defeated. We made a huge mess. I'm like, okay, I'm a failure. I'm not going to be able to declutter. I'm throwing in the towel. I'm never doing this again. But what I want you to do is I want you to flip it. I want you to start with a room that has less emotional energy. In fact, let's go with the one that has the least emotional energy for you. It depends on who you are. So if I say a room and you're like, well, she's no, no way. That room's going to be hard for me. Then don't start there. Pick the room that's going to be easy for you. So some people, that's going to be the bathroom. If you don't have a lot of products, beauty products, if you're not into that, that room's going to be pretty easy for you because it's a very utilitarian room. If you're into beauty products and you have a lot of skincare things, don't start the bathroom. That one's going to be hard for you. Maybe you would start in a guest room, right? Maybe a guest room is where you're going to start because a few things have ended up in there, but for the most part, not many people use it. And so it's also a utilitarian room for you. But a lot of people will use their guest room as their catch-all. So if you're a catch-all guest room person, don't start there. Maybe you're going to start in the hallway closet because it's just linens and those get used up and you don't have a lot of attachment to towels and washcloths and things like that. So maybe it's going to be your hallway linen closet. Maybe it's going to be your laundry room. The point is, it's just a room that makes you go, meh, I don't really care about that room. Okay. That's the room I want you to start in. Not the one where you go, if you have any resistance, do not start in that room. Okay. The reason this works is because it's building your declutter muscles. You've heard that before, but it's a low stakes environment. So it's going to build up that momentum and it's going to make you think like, oh, I can do this. It's like a staircase. If you take that first step, okay, I can take another step. You don't say, I'm going to take a running leap and I'm going to jump to the second level. None of us think that's possible, right? So decluttering tough rooms, think about it that way. A really hard room is the second level. You can't just jump straight to that second level. I want you to take it one step at a time. So one stair at a time, and that's going to be a room that doesn't feel super heavy to start with, okay? So you're practicing making decisions. You're practicing the rhythm of keep, donate, toss without that emotional weight slowing you down. So those decisions come quick and you think, I got this. You feel good about yourself instead of feeling weighed down and bad and heavy and overloaded and overwhelmed. And so by the time that you're done with that first easy room, you have a visual win. You get to walk past that room and go, oh yeah, I did that. Oh, that feels so good. And you feel it. And that feeling carries with you into the next room and into the next one. That's momentum. And that momentum is everything. That's what's going to carry you through if you've tried decluttering in the past and failed. We live in San Diego and we do not have air conditioning. So come summer, grilling outside isn't just preferred, it is absolutely required. I will not add one more degree of heat to this house if I can help it. And grilling nights work best when quality protein is already in the freezer, ready to go. The nights it's not, well, that's when dinner becomes a chaotic scramble. So I just ordered from Omaha Steaks, and I went straight for the Burger Perfection flight because my husband and daughter, well, they have declared themselves official beef burger connoisseurs, and we're doing a family taste test. 20 pure ground beef burgers made from 5 different cuts of steak, filet mignon, New York strip, ribeye, brisket, and sirloin. Each burger is ground from a single cut, not blended. It's steakhouse quality without the steakhouse price. Omaha Steaks has spent over 100 years perfecting this. Every cut of meat arrives vacuum sealed, flash frozen, and ready to go the moment you need it. No scrambling, no guessing. Try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99, plus get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. So I want you to think about that. Like, okay, I need a visual win. I need a win under my belt, and that's going to make it easier. Step number 2 is called the 15-minute pulse check. So now that you've picked your starter room, that low stakes one, right? Okay, so now what? Now that you know where you're starting, I want you to do what I call a pulse check. It's not a deep clean. It is not a full declutter, all right? Most people are like, well, wait, why aren't you making me do the actual thing that I said I wanted to do? Well, we will get there, but we're going to do a pulse check first. So think of it like when you go to the doctor and they don't run every test. They just check your vitals. That's what we're doing for this room. Now, if your vitals come back and they need to dig a little bit deeper, we can do that, but we're just starting with the vitals, okay? So we're going to set a timer for 15 minutes. That's it. And here's what you're going to do in those 15 minutes. You're going to start in one corner and you're going to move across the room. Do not bounce around. Okay. We lose so much of the momentum that we're building when we bounce around because we go, okay, we start here and then we go over here. And now you didn't quite finish over here, but now you're over here. If you're watching me on video, you're watching me do all these hand movements. So check that out if you want to see me go a little crazy or look a little crazy bouncing around. So I want you to make steady progress. I want you to go one corner to the other. You can go left to right, right to left, doesn't matter, but I want you to start on one side of the room and go around to the other. As you move through, you are going to be sorting into three categories. Three. This is also trips people up. Not five, not 10, three. I want you to keep it very simple. We can always expand. We can always do more, but until we get these basics down and we feel good about the rooms, too many steps and too many categories makes it harder. It's harder for our brains to make those decisions. So we're going to go with three. So category one, it stays. It belongs here. It's used. It fits the lifestyle that your family actually lives. It earns its spot. It belongs. We want to keep this thing. So most people say keep. I want to say stay. It stays here. Category two goes. You know it. You've known it for a while, right? The thing is broken. It's a duplicate. You only keep it because you felt guilty letting it go. That goes into your donation box or into the trash bag if it's complete garbage and no one else can use it too. Please do not pawn off your garbage onto donation centers. They are inundated enough. So pull up your big girl pants and say, you know what? I wouldn't buy this at the donation center. Go ahead and throw it away. I know there's some guilt there. I know. But here's the thing. As soon as you buy something, it's destined for the landfill anyway. As soon as something's made, it's destined for the landfill. So we can talk about that in another episode. But today, just say, whew, okay, I used it up. It's broken now. I'm going to throw it away. And then category three is you're not sure. That is okay. It is okay if you are not sure. You are not going to have all the answers today. If you had all the answers today, your house would already be decluttered. It would be completely organized. And at least in that part of your life, right? If you had all the answers for your home, it would already be taken care of, but we don't. And so it's okay. It's okay that we don't know. And this one is important because I'm not going to tell you that you have to force a decision. If I said you had to make a decision on this today, you could make a decision, but you probably wouldn't feel super great about it because you're not ready. And you would get a little mad at me and you wouldn't come back and you wouldn't hear all the other information I have for you. So I don't want that. I don't want you to be forced to make a decision. I know some methods will tell you, decide everything on the spot. Do it right now. I don't do that. It feels a little pressured to me and I don't want to pressure you. You're already putting enough pressure on yourself. If you are an adult and you are voluntarily listening to a podcast about decluttering and trying to make your life better, you're already putting enough pressure on yourself. I don't need to be here to do that. I want to be your guide. I want to be your cheerleader that's here cheering you on the sidelines, saying, yes, you can do it because I know you can do it. I really do. I believe deep down that you are capable of anything that you set your mind to. And so I want you to know it's okay if you don't have all the decisions or all the answers today. But right now, I do need you to get through this 15-minute pulse check. And so in order to get through this 15-minute pulse check, you need to have an I'm not really sure what to do with this box because it's going to help you move through your room. It's going to help you make the decisions you need to make that you're comfortable making right now within 15 minutes. Again, our job is not to decide absolutely 100% what's going to happen to all of these items within 15 minutes. I just don't think that's possible. And I want to set you up for what is possible. And so just know that if you don't know, if you're questioning, if you're wondering, if you're hemming and hawing, going, am I going to feel really bad if I get rid of this? Put it in your not sure box. That's okay. It's okay. We'll come back to it. But then when the timer goes off, you get to stop. And in fact, I want you to stop. I want to encourage you to stop in 15 minutes, even if you're not done. And maybe even especially if you're not done, because here is the secret. Stopping on time is how you build trust with yourself. It's how you say, the next time, this is only going to take me 15 minutes. And your brain knows it's only going to take you 15 minutes. So you will stop procrastinating on it. You will know, all right, I said it's going to take 15 minutes. I'm setting my timer. I'm sticking to it. It's not going to be that bad. It's only 15 minutes of my life. Okay, that's it. I really want you to stick with this 15 minutes, especially when you're starting out, especially if you feel overwhelmed, especially if you're like, oh, I've tried this before and I have failed. This is going to help you. And I know it doesn't seem like a lot of time. Trust me, it is by design. I have done this countless times and helped so many people through this process, 15 minutes is huge. It's actually a lot of time. It really is. When we are focused and concentrating, 15 minutes is a lot of time. It can make a significant difference in your life. And so that's the thing. I want you to know that it's only 15 minutes. It's how you prove that decluttering doesn't have to eat your entire Saturday or your entire weekend. And that trust is what keeps bringing you back tomorrow. That's what brings you back to say, okay, I'm going to do this again. So that's the 15-minute pulse. So now I want to talk about the thing that makes all of this feel so heavy. Because it's not the physical work. I know we think it's the physical work. I know we think that like lifting all this stuff and moving all this stuff, and that's just a lot. Moving things into a bag or box, I mean, it's difficult, but it's not that hard, right? But the hard thing is the feeling, the guilt, the emotions, the things that we're feeling, all of this going on inside in our brain. Your brain reads letting go as loss. I'm losing something. I'm giving up. I'm decluttering. It's the act of purging and releasing and letting go. So they think that is loss, actual loss. Like you're actually losing something. And neurologically, that is real, right? It is real. No matter what we feel, it becomes real in our bodies. And so the research on this, like there is research on this, that we feel losses about twice as strongly as we feel gains. Is that crazy? That's why so many of us are risk adverse. We would rather not lose something than gain something. So when you hold a sweater that you haven't worn in 3 years and someone says, just donate it. Like someone like me that's like, huh, just get rid of it. Just donate it. Your brain is going to fire the same signals as if you were losing something valuable. Now, you know you're not going to wear that sweater. You haven't worn it in 3 years. Clearly, you're not wearing it on a regular basis. It might not even fit. And it's been in that box or closet for years. But you're still like, but I don't want to lose something. I don't want to lose it. I don't like losing it. I don't like that idea or that feeling of letting go. So I want to give you a reframe that really changed everything for me. You are not losing stuff. You are buying back space. So all of the space you had in your home, I mean, you could fill it to the brim, right? And we've seen that. Hoarders will fill their house to the brim and they just have to walk through this little path. That is an option. It's not an option I want for you. It's not an option I think you want for yourself if you're here listening to this podcast. But on the spectrum of everything that can happen in life, that's an option. But what I want for you is I want freedom. I want joy. I want peace. I want calm. That's what my students tell me. That's what my listeners tell me they want. And that's what I want for you. I want what you want. And letting go of a sweater, I don't want you to think about, or whatever you're letting go of, whatever you're having to declutter, instead of thinking about it as losing something, I want you to think about it as you're buying back space. You are buying back physical space. You are buying back mental space. You are buying the space to walk into a room and breathe. You are buying back the space to find things that you actually need when you need them without digging through a pile of stuff, without wondering, where did I put that? Without racking your brain, without spending 5, 10, 15 minutes, without being late, without rushing out the door. That's what you are buying. You are buying space for your family to live in your home instead of living around your stuff. You're buying space for connection. You are buying space for peace and calm and clarity and just the ability to show up how you want to show up in your life. Instead of hiding, you get to shine. That's what I want you to think about when you are decluttering. Does this allow me to shine? Am I willing to give up some of my peace and clarity and connection and all of those good things that I want? Am I willing to give some of that up for this item? If the answer is yes. So there are lots of things in my life that are worth that trade-off that I do want because they help me with the things that I want, right? They're tools and they work in service of the life that I want to have. There are other things that I have outgrown. My daughter's outgrown. My husband's outgrown. Hobbies we've tried and things we didn't end up liking that we are willing to let go of because it's no longer serving us. And we're buying back the space in our life. And so when I think about it that way, every item that leaves my house is a purchase, but it's a free purchase. I'm purchasing Calm. I'm purchasing a clear counter. I'm purchasing the feeling of walking into my kitchen in the morning and not immediately feeling behind. Do you feel that in the morning when you walk into your kitchen? I used to feel that. So that one, really sits with me. Like it still gives me like a little tension in my chest when I think about it. When my kitchen is clean and I walk into that, it starts my day off completely differently. So much better than when I would walk into my kitchen and there were dishes still that hadn't been washed, or like if we hadn't run the dishwasher the night before, I just feel so behind already. And that is not how I want to start my days. I want to start my day in control and on my A game because it makes everything so much better. It makes my daughter's life better, which then makes her friends' lives better. Like it's a ripple effect out into the world. My husband and I are able to connect. We can chat over coffee instead of like rushing around and panicking and bickering at each other. It is just so nice. So again, we're not losing. We are winning. We are not losing. Just because we're letting go of stuff doesn't mean it is a loss. It's one of the best trades that you will ever make. And by the way, everything that I just walked you through, that room sequencing, the 15-minute method, the decision framework, that's the foundation of what I built inside Effortless Home. So it is the full system that takes you room by room so you never have to wonder what's next after you finish one space. I designed it for busy moms who have maybe an hour a week, not an entire weekend to put towards this. So I know that we do not have the time for this. I know we are all overloaded, but once we can create space in our lives, gives us that margin that we need. It gives us that ability to show up and be on our game and get more done and be more productive, but enjoy the process. Enjoy our productivity instead of just pushing and pushing and pushing because we feel like we can't stop. So if you want to just head over to my Instagram, my handle is wannabeclutterfree. It's all one word. And then comment home on my latest post and I'll send you the link. Of course, you can always just check the show notes as well. I'll put the link there too. Either way, no pressure. What I taught you today totally works on its own. You can absolutely take these three steps and make a lot of progress in your home. But if you want a little extra help, right now it's on sale. So it's really inexpensive. And it's just a great way for you to say like, okay, I'm just going to follow a plan if you're someone that likes to have it all laid out in front of you, which is kind of me. I built it for something that I wanted and wished I had had when I had first started. So, all right. Anyway, I know that you can do this. So now you've got your method. You've picked your starter room. You've done your first 15-minute pulse check, and you're going to feel great. I know you are because I have seen this work for thousands of people. I know it seems really simple, but that's why it works. And that's the beauty of it. But here's what's going to happen next. And I want you to be ready for it because I don't want you to think that I set you up and like, okay, great. That was wonderful. But you are going to be moving through a room and then you're going to get to the next zone and you're going to pick something up that stops you completely. Maybe it's a box of baby clothes. Maybe it's a card from someone you've lost. Maybe it's your kid's first pair of shoes. Maybe it's something that has nothing to do with whether it's useful and everything to do with what it means to you. We're talking about your sentimental clutter. And I know that your home is going to be filled with things that cause you to pause. That's why we have that maybe box that like, okay, I don't know quite what to do with this stuff. But we are going to have to deal with that eventually. You cannot logic your way through it. It makes sense. I don't need this stuff. But yet you feel so emotional about it. So that sorting system that I just taught you, right? It's not going to work for these items because the decision isn't about the object. It's about the fear that if you let it go, you're going to lose the memory. And so I do have a method for that. I call it the Joy Anchor method, and it completely changed how I handle sentimental items on my home. But that's next episode. Okay. And that's the next episode. So go listen to it now if it's available. Otherwise, subscribe so you don't miss it coming out next week. All right. I'm Deanna Yates. Thank you for listening to Wanna Be Clutter Free. I'll see you next week. Cheers.